Cleaning up the heroin encampments along the Conrail tracks in North Philadelphia has left many homeless drug users looking for a new refuge. At one time, there were as many as 125 people living around the site known as El Campamento. While working to get them treatment and shelter, the city is expanding a program to give opioid users their own place to live, even before they get clean. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram reports.
Just a few weeks ago, Israel Reyes was sleeping under a bridge near the Conrail tracks. But now he has an airy studio apartment in East Kensington, outfitted with modern black furniture and framed pictures of his grown children.
This is the living room. This is my bed over here, you know.
You have a bike?
Yes. This is my car right here. That's my ride, my bike.
It's comfortable, and most importantly, it's free of the dangers of living at the tracks.
People trying to rob you, trying to hurt you. Rats walking over you.
The apartment and the furnishings were provided by Pathways to Housing PA.
They got me out of that, under that bridge. And I'm doing fine so far, you know.
Pathways uses what's called a housing first approach. Its program for people with severe opioid addiction is one of the first of its kind in the country.
The old thinking used to be that you had to be, quote unquote, housing ready. You had to be clean and sober in order to earn your way into housing. And the new thinking is come as you are, just come in, and we'll work little by little and get you where you need to go.
That's Liz Hirsch, the director of Philadelphia's Office of Homeless Services. The city is funding 17 new Housing First units as part of its plan to seal off the Conrail tracks where Reyes used to sleep. The cleanup has made even more obvious how many people addicted to opioids in the Kensington neighborhood need housing. Hirsch says between 200 and 300 people are homeless on the streets of Kensington, and that the homeless population has grown citywide in the past 2 years.
It appears that the opioid crisis is the main driver behind the growth in numbers on the street that we've seen.
With the new units, the number of people served by the Pathways program will grow to 75. The Pathways team gathers around a conference table every morning at their office off of North Broad Street. There's a psychiatrist, substance abuse specialists, a peer mentor, and several caseworkers. Most of the people in the program are still using drugs, and sometimes the caseworkers catch them doing that in their units.
I observed it Tuesday, and I just believe that we're going to run into some challenges with him and people using his unit.
Some clients have ended up in jail. Others try to dodge the Pathways staff when they come to visit. The team is ready to connect participants to doctors, therapists, and treatment providers, but they aren't required to accept any help. The only condition that comes with the apartment is to agree to meet with caseworkers. The University of Pennsylvania's Dennis Culhane says the Pathways program represents a new direction for a Housing First initiative.
A lot of the Housing First programs initially focused on people who have severe mental disorders. They've less frequently targeted people who are primarily with a substance use disorder.
Culhane is a professor of social policy whose research focuses on homelessness and supportive housing. He says the research on Housing First shows that these programs are very good at keeping people off the street. Studies have found that 80 to 85% of participants are still living in their apartments after 2 years. But the results relating to substance use are inconclusive.
And so there's not any real strong evidence that the housing placement is leading to recovery.
Experts like Culhane say there just hasn't been enough research on Housing First programs for people with substance use disorders to know whether it's a reliable route to recovery. Pathways has found so far that 42% of its opioid team clients are in treatment or otherwise staying clean. Many others say they're interested in starting treatment. Israel Reyes is one of them, but the staff is having a hard time getting a solid commitment from him. Sitting in his apartment with caseworker Nancy Falcon, he says he wants to get on the medication Suboxone, which helps deal with cravings and withdrawal. Then he drops some surprising news.
I'm on Suboxone.
You're currently on Suboxone?
Yeah, I'm currently in Suboxone, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This throws Falcon for a loop. He's already been taking Suboxone without her knowledge. But whatever treatment he's getting doesn't seem to be working, since he still uses heroin sometimes. He and Falcon agree to go to an intake center that afternoon to find out his options. But getting totally off of drugs isn't necessarily the goal. Housing First is considered a harm reduction approach. Its first priority is not sobriety, but to reduce the dual harms of street life and severe addiction. That makes it controversial. Pathways clinical director Matt Tice stresses that the program isn't right for everyone.
We tend to see the people who have some of the most severe need, or that they're some of the most vulnerable.
Housing First is just one tool Liz Hirsch says the city is using to help homeless opioid users. They also offer temporary shelters, inpatient residential treatment, and other programs that work more gradually toward a permanent home. But Hirsch says altogether, it's still not enough.
We are a resource-constrained system. I think of it as a fire hose problem trying to funnel into a drinking straw-sized system.
As the effects of the opioid crisis worsen in places like Kensington, that system is being put to the test. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.